Episode of Newfound Records, music from 1976, is a repeat broadcast. We first aired it on April the 4th of 2026.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. Well, today, I'm rolling back the clock 50 years to 1976. Now, it's late in the year, and I'm at Fred's Records in downtown St. John's. I'm flicking through the record bins. I'm searching for vinyl by NL recording artists that was released this year, 1976, remember? Now, what are my choices? Oh, here's one. It's by A. Frank Willis. It's called Any Kind of Music. Never heard of him, but I do love country music. So into my cart it goes. Now, here's one by Newfoundland's favorite outlaw, Roy Payne. Certainly heard of him. And I hear that his latest LP, Outlaw Heroes, is his best yet. Gotta have it. And look, the second album by Botwood's Rex Hemian. It's called Country Singer on the Isle of Newfoundland. Loves Rex. Can't wait to hear that one. And wow, Charlie Crocker has an LP. Heard him many times at the Strand Lounge. Plays lead guitar and sings with Dick Nolan. Gotta have it. Oh boy, look at this. Dick Nolan himself has a new LP, and it's called A Country Song. It's on the Boot label, and has a number penned by the Hillbilly Shakespeare. Never heard Dick sing Hank Williams before.
We met in the springtime, when blossoms unfold. The pastures were green, and the meadows were gold. Our love was in flower as summer grew on. Her love, like the leaves, now have withered and gone. The roses have faded, there's frost at my door. The birds in the morning don't sing anymore. The grass in the valley is starting to die, and out in the darkness the whippoorwills cry. Alone and forsaken by fate and by man, oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold to my hand. Oh, please understand. Where has she gone to? Where can she be? She may have forsaken some other like me. She promised to honor, to love and obey. Each vow was a plaything that she threw away. The darkness has fallen, the sky has turned gray. The hound in the distance is starting to bay. I wonder what she's thinking of. Forsaken, forgotten, without any love. alone and forsaken by fate and by man. Oh Lord, if you hear me, please hold to my hand. Oh please understand.
Way to go, Dick Nolan. A song called Alone and Forsaken. And it was written by Hank Williams. And believe it or not, that's the only Hank Williams song that Dick recorded in the 40 or so albums that he released. Hard to believe, eh? But I think I'm correct when I say that. The album that that came from was called A Country Song, released, I do believe, in probably late 1976. And it was Dick's first album on the Boot label. Now, the musicians on Dick's album, I know that Charlie Crocker was on lead guitar, but there's no liner note credits for anyone else. And that album, A Country Song, by the way, has never been released digitally, not on CD, or doesn't stream, not on any of the streaming platforms. Now, Dick, of course, himself, he's a regular on the Newfound Records Radio Hour, and his career was on wheels in 1976. Did a lot of local gigs at the Strand Lounge in St. John's, and gigged there was a week long. And he also played at Harry's, that was in Corner Brook, played at the Brittany Inn in Lewisport in 1976. And in Toronto, he played at a couple of bars, the country music mecca, the Horseshoe, and he played at a Newfoundland bar, the Molly and Me. Michael T. Wall used to hang out there a lot. Well, all music by NL recording artists that dropped 50 years ago on today's episode, 1976. And I was a bit surprised to find out that a lot of it is country music. That's what you're going to hear on most of the tracks today. And we'll also spin a little pop, and we'll spin a little traditional Newfoundland later on as well, all from 1976, of course. For right now, then, let's get on to the aforementioned album by Charlie Crocker. I think Charlie Crocker is a stellar singer, one of NL's finest. That's what I think, anyway. And we're going to hear a track from his album that was simply called Charlie Crocker. And what happened was that Charlie was in the studio helping Dick out with his album, A Country Song, and the producer, Yuri Krychuk, was so impressed with Crocker that he suggested that Charlie do an album too. And that's what happened. Charlie did his only vinyl LP, and we are going to hear a track from it right now. The song is called A Little Green Apples, and Roger Miller and O.C. Smith both had hits with that in Canada in 1968.
And I wake up in the morning with my hair down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school. Bye. And she reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it, says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across her smiling lips that warm my heart and see my morning sun. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. There's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland and Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples, it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow and ease my mind. Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing she's busy, And I asked her if she could come down, and maybe we could grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing, hurries down to meet me, and I'm always late. But she sits waiting patiently, smiles when she first sees me, 'cause she's made that way. And if that's not loving me, then all I've got to say, God didn't make little green apples, it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. There's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, Disneyland, Mother Goose is no nursery rhyme. God didn't make little green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis when the winter comes. There's no such thing as puppy dogs.
Great stuff by Charlie Crocker, Little Green Apples. Well, you're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. My name is Wayne Tucker, and today, NL Music from 50 years ago, 1976. And that's the year that the Come By Chance oil refinery went bankrupt and shut down. Okay, next on our platter, we'll hear from a fellow from Dover in Bonavista Bay. That is A. Frank Willis. Began his career back in 1974 or so, I think. Earned the moniker of the one-man band because he was so good at playing several instruments at once. Now, his first album, Any Kind of Music, he recorded it in Canada, and it's a bit hard to find. I had my feelers out a long time before I was able to score a copy of that one. Probably not a whole lot of those pressed. The song we're going to hear is one that A. Frank composed called Sweet Talkin'.
When I was just 22, wife called me untrue, but I hung around in that little town till I decided what I should do. With my hand on the door and a future in store, I thought I'd take my stand. She looked me straight in.
Thank you. I looked her straight in the eye. I said, I don't know why. And I took her by the hand. And I guess she was the victim of my sweet talking.
From 1976, like everything else on today's program, that was the one-man band, A. Frank Willis, Sweet Talkin'. Now, next on the platter, we're going to hear from Rex Hemian, Rex from Botwood. He was active as a recording artist through the 1970s and into the early 1980s. Now, throughout his career, Rex actually released 4 vinyl LPs, and he's best known, of course, for his single Bingo and Another World, big hit for him in 1979. In 76, he released the album Country Singer on the Isle of Newfoundland. Love that album, I do. His second LP. And this is special. Rex composed all the songs on that album. Now, Rex is the male vocalist you hear on that album, and there was also a female vocalist on a number of the songs, including the one you're about to hear. And that's Debbie Dwyer. The song we shall hear is called Based on Love. And I think Rex Hemian and Debbie Dwyer's voices meld really well together on this one. Get your hankies out. Rex Hemian, Debbie Dwyer, song called Based on Love. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. I'm your host, Wayne Tucker. Today, we're spinning music that hit the shops in 1976. And that's the year that a Newfoundland team won the Canadian Men's Curling Championship, known as the Brier. It was the first time a Newfoundland team had won it. And the skip? Jack McDuff. Now our next spin comes from a band that's made up mostly of expatriate Bell Islanders, band being called John Boland and Beathic. And they formed in Galt, Ontario in 1974 to entertain at dances. And members of the band were John Boland, he played lead guitar, rhythm guitarist was John Babb, Mac Babb, he did some singing and played the bass, lead guitarist was Fred O'Quinn, and the percussionist, John Rankin. And the latter fellow, John Rankin, was the only member of that band not from Bell Island. Now, they only released one LP, John Boland and Beathic. I don't know if there's any releases on compact disc or not. Their LP was self-titled, John Boland and Beathic, and it was recorded on the Boot label, like Dick Nolan's album and Charlie Crocker's album that we heard earlier. Track we're going to hear, The Silver Dish Cafe.
Parked outside the front door of the Silver Dish Cafe, sitting there in my old Chevrolet, waiting for the waitress, serving tables for the tips, hating truckers, making cracks about her hips. And I hate every last one of them. Roadside Romeo, don't try to hand my girl no lines, keep your hands off the merchandise, it's mine. Mister, there'll be trouble in the air, 'cause I'll go inside and kick you off your chair. She told me not to come inside and wait for her no more, 'cause the last time I threw someone through the door, there's something snaps inside of me when I see them making time. They don't know the waitress there is mine. Lock, stock, two barrel. Now listen, lover boy. Don't try to hand my girl no lines. Keep your hands off the merchandise, it's mine. Mister, there'll be trouble in the air, 'cause I'll go inside and kick you off your chair. Next time that you go out to the Silver Dish Cafe, I'll be there in my old Chevrolet. Order from the menu, 'cause the waitress, she don't flirt. Wink and you'll get knuckles for dessert. And they ain't pig knuckles, boy. Them's a real thing. Don't try to hand my girl no lines, keep your hands off the merchandise, it's mine. Mister, there'll be trouble in the air, 'cause I'll go inside and kick you off your chair. Yeah, I'll go inside and kick you off your chair. I'll kick you so hard, boy, you'll bounce like a soccer ball.
You just heard John Boland and Beathic with the Silver Dish Cafe. Now next, we're going to stick with the Boot label for now. We're going to hear a track by Phil Bond. Phil Bond, born in Buren. And he was living in Toronto when he caught a country album for Boot in 1976. Bond wrote much of his own material, and 3 of the 10 songs on his self-titled album were his own compositions. Well, let's hear one of the 3 songs that he composed on that album, I Got a Feeling.
Baby, I got a feeling. A feeling keeps hanging on. Baby, I got a feeling It's a feeling. You've been doing me wrong. Baby, I got a feeling. A feeling keeps hanging on. Baby, I got a feeling. It's a feeling. You've been doing me wrong. All I get from you is a goodnight kiss. You go out with someone new, I guess. If there's someone else that says so, 'cause baby I'd like to know so. We can't go on living like this. Baby, I'd like to know so. We can't go on living like this. Baby, I got a feeling keeps hanging on. Baby, I got a feeling. It's a feeling, hey, you've been doing me wrong. It's a feeling, hey, you've been doing me wrong.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Today, music that dropped in 1976. And that's the year that part of the Hollywood movie Orca was filmed in Petty Harbor, Newfoundland. And it starred one of my favorite singers, Richard Harris. He had a big hit, you might remember, with Jimmy Webb's song, MacArthur Park. The movie also starred Charlotte Rampling and Bo Derek, no less. Now, our next spin by Newfoundland's favorite outlaw, Roy Payne. And Roy's career was in high gear in 1976. Released his album Outlaw Heroes. Had great musicians on this and really nice production. Great sound to it. Roy composed all the songs on it, like Rex Hemian did on his album that we played a track from earlier. Another Newfoundland connection to the album was that it was engineered by the Newfoundland-born Hayward Parrott. Now, Canada's national music industry magazine, RPM Weekly, said that this album was one of the greatest Canadian country LPs ever produced. So that's quite an accolade coming from that magazine. Although, I'm surprised that the album didn't chart nationally, but it was nominated for a big country award in the category Best Country Album. And just in case you don't know what the Big Country Awards are, well, they were one of the earliest major award programs dedicated to celebrating Canadian country music. And they played a key role in shaping the industry before the rise of the current Canadian Country Music Association Awards. You might say, then, that the Canadian Big Country Awards morphed into the Canadian Country Music Association Awards. Song we're going to hear Roy Payne sing is Lying Equal in Our Graves. Money won't buy wings on Judgment Day, and we'll all be lying equal in our graves.
Ah, the rich man counts his money while the beggar walks the hungry city streets. One lives for tomorrow's gain, and one is living yesterday's defeats. And their only thing in common with each other as they go along their way is that on the day of judgment, that beggar man and rich man are gonna both be lying equal in their graves. And we'll all be lying equal in our graves. I'll be as good as you and you'll be as good as me. Money won't buy wings on judgment day. And we'll all be lying equal in our graves. You can find him Sunday morning kneeling with the good book in his hand. But I saw him just a week ago foreclosing on some widow woman's land. But that Sunday morning Christian, he'll go to church and pray his soul gets saved. But when Gabriel blows the trumpet, that widow and that hypocrite are gonna both be lying equal in their graves. And we'll all be lying equal in our graves. I'll be as good as you and you'll be as good as me. Money won't buy wings on judgment day. All the line equal in our graves. Ah, you may fool your brother, but you'll never make a fool of Jesus Christ. And if you stand by the devil, then be prepared to pay the devil's price. And that 20 don't mean nothing, but you're always dropping in the Sunday plate. Cause tomorrow's just another day, or tomorrow could be judgment day, or the day the digger man digs you your grave. And we'll all be lying equal in our graves. I'll be as good as you and you'll be as good as me. Money won't buy wings on judgment day. We'll all be lying equal in our graves. No money won't buy wings on judgment day. And we'll all be lying equal in our graves. Yes, we'll all be lying equal in our graves.
You just heard Roy Payne with Lying Equal in Our Graves. Well, next on the platter now, we have the great Reg Watkins. Going to hear a track from his album Newfoundland Mummers that he released in 1976, I think. The liner notes were written in part by the former Premier Joey Smallwood. The track we're going to hear Reg Watkins sing is Cape St. Mary's. So let's give a listen to Reg's jazzy, finger-snapping, western swing treatment of Let Me Fish Off Cape St. Mary's. I love it. What do you think?
Take me back to my western boat. Let me fish off Cape St. Mary, where the hangdown sail and the foghorns wave, with my friends the Browns and the Clary. Let me feel my dory lift to the broad Atlantic Humber, where the tide rips whirl and the wild ducks whirl, and old Neptune calls the number. Leave the broad Atlantic Humber. Let me sail up Golden Bay, when the oilskins all streaming from a thunder squall, where I haul my trawl and the old Cape Ann a gleaming, and the oilskins all a steaming. When I view that rugged shore, where the beach is all a glistening from a capelin's spawn, where from dusk to dawn you bait your trawl and listen to the undertow hissing.
When I reach that last big show, where the groundswell breaks asunder, where the surges tow and the wild sands roll, let me be a man and take it when my dory fails to make it. Take me to that snug green cove, where the seas roll up their thunder. There let me rest in the earth's cool breast, where the stars shine out their wonder, where the seas roll up their thunder. Take me back to my western boat, let me fish off Cape St. Mary, where the hangdown sail and the foghorns wave, when the friends look round and the glary. Let me fish off Cape St. Mary.
There you go, Reg Watkins with Let Me Fish Off Cape St. Mary's. You're listening to Newfound Records. Today, music that was released in 1976, the year that police in St. John's burned $1 million worth of marijuana seized in a 1974 drug seizure at Torres Cove. Now, next band we're going to hear from is called Scrunchins. And that band consisted of J. Terry Hines and his brother Tommy, and Gary Tilley and his brother Glenn. They were based in Orangeville, Ontario, just north of Toronto, in 1976, as I understand it. That's the year that they released their self-titled album. The track we're going to hear is called You're Still Gone. J. Terry Hines composed that one, and he sings it. That just might be my very favorite song that J. Terry recorded. I remember even the first time I heard it, I was walking, I had my earbuds in, listening to my own personal collection of NL oldies on shuffle, and that song came on and it blew me away. I didn't know who it was at the time. I hope you kept your hanky handy. More country pain coming at you.
Left me here this morning, but somehow I can't bring myself to believe that you're gone. And now the morning dew has left a meadow. I reach out for you and you're gone. I met you one cold and rainy Monday in a little place on the outskirts of some forgotten town. You know we talked, but I don't recall the conversation. I only know the next day, you were with me. And I remember the good times we had. Now I'm left so blue and sad. Give anything I don't for all tomorrow. If I could see and touch you, just hold you once again. But yesterday, it seems it was tomorrow. I still reach out for you. You're still gone. I remember the good times we had. Now I'm left so blue and sad.
J. Terry Hines and Scruncheons with his own song, You're Still Gone. Now next we move on to a song by Don Paul. Not a Newfoundlander, actually. He was born in Montreal. But in the mid-1970s, he settled in Pooch Cove, Newfoundland. And he did a lot of gigs at the Strand Lounge in the mid-1970s. I saw him in there a number of times. And his signature song was Where Do You Go to My Lovely?, which released on a 45 RPM single. And I actually reached out to Don Paul a few years ago, and he was kind enough to fill me in on how the recording came about. And I'm quoting him here. Here's what he had to say. He said, Jack Windsor had built a studio on the top story of the store. A fraternity brother, keyboardist of mine, was in town, and I had a percussionist from New York who was in Newfoundland on vacation. They wanted the jam, so I asked Jack if we could use the nearly finished studio. He agreed, but wanted to record as an experiment. I don't know how the word got out, but musicians started showing up. Denny Driscoll played the bass. My partner Tim Griffin played the flute. Bob O'Donovan, Sons of Erin fame, he played the viola. And Don Paul says it was just a magic jam, and Jack recorded it all. It turned it out so well that I decided to press it as a business card. A fraternity brother of mine worked at London Records, and he took care of the recording and pressing of the 45. When I got the shipment of records, I distributed them to radio stations and was amazed when Where Do You Go to My Lovely took off and topped the local charts for 13 weeks.
You talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Cece Jeanmel. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair, yes there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sasha Distel, as you do. You go to the embassy parties where you talk in Russian and Greek, and the young men who move in your circles, they hang on every word you speak, yes they do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. When you go on your summer vacation, go to Juan-les-Pins in your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs. And when the snow falls, you're found in Saint-Moritz with the others of the jet set. And you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet. No, you don't. And your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. And they say that when you get married, it will be to a millionaire. But they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in rags, both touched with their burning ambition to shake off their lowly born tags, and they try. Into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever. But I know you still bear the scar deep inside. Yes, you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your head.
Dan Paul, wonderful rendition of Where Do You Go To, My Lovely. Well, this is the Newfound Records Radio Hour. We're going to continue now with music from 1976. And that was the year that the RCMP announced it will have its roadside alcohol testing devices, now known as breathalyzers, on provinces highways in January of 1977. Track we're going to hear is by Brian Way. Brian Way, a native of Corner Brook on the west coast of Newfoundland. And he moved from Corner Brook to St. John's, I'm not sure when, spent time in St. John's, and then he was off to Toronto, and then he was off to Nashville. And throughout his career, he wrote and co-wrote songs that were recorded by other artists, such as Canada's Queen of Country Music, Carol Baker, and the great Roger Whittaker. He's recorded Brian Way. I played that track on this program once or twice in the past. Something like 50 of Brian Way's songs were recorded by other artists. And actually, he's not well known in his home province, though. Put out an album in 1976 called Where Do You Go? And I think it was his only album. He composed all the songs on it. Great musicians, great music, as you're about to hear. Track we're going to hear is called Loser's Game. Every game you lose is written in your face. Every free glass of whiskey leaves its aftertaste, 'cause it's a loser's game.
Every poker table has its claws on you. Every game you lose is written in your face. Every free glass of whiskey leaves its aftertaste, 'cause it's a loser's game. It's a loser's game. The dealer is the god of all your prayer. His hand holds all your hope and all your fear. As the house of cards, your chapel draws you in.
Brian Way, great track, Loser's Game. Well, folks, that's a wrap. I thank now those who've tuned in on several radio stations throughout Canada. First of all, my mother station, CHMR, Mon Radio in St. John's, Newfoundland. CJBI on Bell Island, also in Newfoundland. As are Exploits Valley Community Radio in Grand Falls, Windsor. The Bay FM in Corner Brook, and VOBB in beautiful Bonvay. Also thanks to listeners of CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia, CHSR in Fredericton, New Brunswick, CIOE in Bromassisquoi, Quebec, and CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta. Thank you, folks, for tuning in. Taking us out today, I want to hear from Wilf Doyle, two tracks from an LP, if I have time to fit both of them in, LP called 25 Newfoundland Accordion Favorites, released in 1976, I think. Tracks we're going to hear are Great Big Sea Hove in Long Beach, and if there's time, Southern Shore Queen. Well, I'm Wayne Tucker. I do hope you enjoyed our NL music from 1976 and that you'll tune in again next week for more great music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. Until then, let's all be good to each other, especially good to our dear mother, Earth. She's sick. She needs all the love we can give.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show originates from the CHMR Studios, Memorial University, St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, and I'm inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music by the pioneer recording artists from Newfoundland and Labrador.
There it is.
The radio show that helps you relax and unwind after a busy day. Ah! Rock and radio show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM. Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
Hi, Kingston, we're Dial Up, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
Hello, and welcome to Salt Licked in Rapture. I'm your host, Nishan Tung. Salt Licked in Rapture is a sonic exploration of, to quote Virginia Woolf, violent waves of emotion. Featuring both known and lesser-known musicians and poets, a special emphasis is placed on oddball, enigmatic, outsider artists whose work invokes dreamscapes and feelings of alienation, nostalgia, melancholy, existential unease, and yearning. Join me on Fridays at 8 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM.
My name is Stephen Brooks. I'm an emergency doctor and researcher in the Faculty of Health Sciences at Queen's University. Out-of-hospital cardiac arrest affects about 35,000 people across Canada every year. The sooner treatment begins, the higher the probability of recovery. Neighbors Saving Neighbors is a pilot program to improve survival for people who experience sudden cardiac arrest in Frontenac County. Let us teach you how to do CPR, use an AED, and become a lifesaver. Consider becoming a Neighbors Saving Neighbors volunteer.
Apply today at frontenacparamedics.ca. Thank you. When it comes to Kingston real estate,